The following is a listener-supported ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society.
Can some free grace proponents also hold to a form of lordship salvation? By the way, what needs to be believed in order to be born again? I hope you will listen in the minutes ahead and be challenged by Grace in Focus. This is a daily broadcast and podcast coming to you Monday through Friday, and it is presented by the Grace Evangelical Society. We'd love for you to get to know us better, and you can do so at our website, faithalone.org. There we have many resources, and there's a description of our conference ministry. And in our store, you'll find many books, one of which is Bob Wilkins' most recent book, The Gospel is Still Under Siege. Highly recommended. Once again, the website, faithalone.org. Now with today's question and answer discussion, here are Bob Wilkin and Mike Lee.
Well, what do you have today, Mike?
We have a question here from Greg. Greg says, I'm in the GS camp, and if flexible free grace is incorrect, how should it be categorized? Is it a form of lordship salvation? Is it faith plus works? Is it an incomplete gospel? Or is it simply an unclear gospel or some other category?
Yeah, I like this question. And Greg, thank you for asking the question, because most of these people who are the leaders of what we call flexible free grace, they're friends of mine. They're guys I went to Dallas Seminary with. They're guys who spoke at our conference and wrote for our magazine and wrote for our journal up until around 2006. And at our 2006 annual conference, we had a big, what would you call it, a kerfuffle?
A brouhaha.
A brouhaha. It wasn't very funny, but we had a big brouhaha regarding the issue of, does a person need to believe at the moment of faith that their salvation is irrevocable?
Yeah, almost, do you have to believe in Jesus for everlasting life?
Right. And about half the people there said no. And there were two messages given, one by Zane Hodges and one by Bob Bryant, in which they argued that assurance was of the essence of saving faith. In other words, until you're sure that you are secure forever. You don't need to know the language eternal security or everlasting life. But until you know for sure that what you have is irrevocable, it won't be taken away, but you have an eternal relationship with God, you're going to be with him forever in his kingdom. Until that point, you're not born again. And about half the people said no, and half the people said yes, that you have to believe that. Well, what happened is the people said, no, stop coming to our conference. They stopped writing for our publications. They stopped being involved with us, and they started their own organizations. Later, we came up, well, actually, we didn't come up with the name. You came up with the name. And tell us, how did you come up with the names Focused and Flexible Free Grace?
Well, the difference is, does everlasting life need to be part of the focus of what one believes Jesus for? And so, you know, Focus Free Grace says, yes, you have to believe in Jesus for an everlasting salvation, you know, an eternity with him forever in his kingdom, where the flexible folks says, no, we're flexible. Whether you include Jesus' promise of everlasting life, we have flexibility, whether that's included or not. You can believe in Jesus, you know, for some salvation that's conditional, temporary, it could be lost, or you can even, you don't even have to believe in Jesus for any salvation at all. Some of them would go that far to say, you just have to believe that he died on the cross for sins and rose again. And you get everlasting life, even though you don't know anything about his promise about.
And flexible free grace people have sometimes used this word flexible. They'll say we are flexible.
Yeah, I've seen it where they say we need to be flexible in our usage of terms. We shouldn't always be insisting on believe. We need to, you know, be okay with some other metaphors or
like
other
trust.
Trust. And also in terms of the benefit that you get from Jesus, you know, we can talk about forgiveness. We can talk about salvation. We can talk about justification. And they'll even say, like, in those other concepts, you don't have to understand that it's eternal, it's forever, and that there's life with Jesus forever.
Okay, so now the reason we're called Focused is, first of all, we end the show every time with Keep Grace in Focus. Yeah. And this is called Grace in Focus, and our magazine is called Grace in Focus. So we've had that going back even before 2006.
Yeah, Grace in Focus, I think, started in the 90s. I remember the newsletter changed to that.
Right.
Yeah.
We don't mean anything negative. It's not pejorative to use the term flexible free grace. All we mean is this is a term we've used to identify their view. It is clearly more flexible than ours. And people who hold that view would say our view is inflexible.
Right.
That our view is, well, what do they call it? An unnecessary addition, don't they say, to the saving message, to the gospel?
The promise of eternal security is an unnecessary addition to the gospel.
I think Grace Notes 79, written by one of the leaders of the Flexible Free Grace Movement, who was on my original board and who is a good friend of mine, I think he wrote in there something to the effect that adding the idea that you must believe in an irrevocable salvation is something we shouldn't do because the Lord Jesus doesn't do that in the Gospel of John, in his opinion.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I think if we took it as an, if we say, look at the three essential elements, you need to believe, number one, right? Number two is in Jesus.
Right.
And number three, for everlasting life. So for focus free grace, we need all three. The flexible people would say, all you need is one and two, believe in Jesus, and then they have some other truth without leaving in the truth that he promises everlasting life to everyone who believe in him.
Most of them, I think, would say in the Flexible Free Grace camp, you need to believe that Jesus died on the cross for your sins. You need to believe he rose from the dead on the third day, and you need to believe in his deity. You need to believe he's God. I think most of them would also say you need to believe that as a result of that, he's your savior. Now, in terms of what savior means, I think they would say, based on a number of things like Grace Note 79, it means he's at least saved me for now.
Right.
But I would agree with you that the Flexible Free Grace Movement is not monolithic.
Right.
So some of them might even say you don't even need to believe he's your savior. You just need to believe in deity, death, resurrection. But probably most of them would say you need to believe you at least get something.
Yeah, but then there's some that clearly they don't even say you have to believe in that something. If you believe Jesus was sent by God, you get everlasting life, even if you don't know anything about it.
And they get that from John 5:24,
right,
which I think is a misunderstanding of John 5:24, because the whole point there, the reason he brings in the Father, is the Jews were claiming to believe in God the Father, but not in Jesus. And Jesus' point is, the Father sent me to give you this message of eternal life. And if you don't believe me and my words, then you're not believing the one who sent me.
You are invited to subscribe to the Grace Evangelical Society's YouTube channel. You will find our Monday, Wednesday, and Friday videos there, enlightening and encouraging, and even probably humorous at times if you like Bob Wilkins' humor. Indeed, you will get biblical truth about free grace themes like faith alone for eternal salvation and why the Grace Evangelical Society is zero-point Calvinistic. We come your way 3 times a week at the Grace Evangelical YouTube channel. Check it out and tell a friend about the Grace Evangelical Society.
And so it's not enough to say, yeah, the Father sent Jesus. You need to believe the message the Father sent Jesus to give, which is the message of life.
Yeah. They view the portions of those verses that talk about everlasting life, they view that as superfluous, really.
All right. So let's get to Greg's question.
Yeah.
Is the message that the flexible free grace people, is it lordship salvation?
It's not really lordship salvation. They argue against lordship salvation because they would say it's only by believing, and it's only by believing Jesus. What they're missing is the part about believing his promise for everlasting life. So I view it as really an incomplete gospel where, you know, the lordship problem is you can't believe in lordship salvation. You can't believe that you have to serve God or serve Jesus in order to get to heaven and believe in him for everlasting life at the same time. But what's interesting is a lot of the flexible free grace people, they view lordship salvation as a saving message. Because people who believe in lordship salvation, they believe Jesus died on the cross, rose again, is God.
So there are some people in the flexible free grace people, I think, that would say lordship salvation isn't a saving message because at least some of the lordship people, if not most of them, would say, no, simple faith in Christ is not enough to be born again. You've got to turn from your sins. You've got to be committed. You've got to surrender. You've got to do all those things.
Mm-hmm.
And so some of, I think, the flexible people would say, no, that's not saving. But there are other flexible free grace people who say, like one of them wrote a book criticizing GES, basically saying that Roman Catholics are born again, Eastern Orthodox are born again. All of the lordship salvation people are born again. As long as you believe in the deity of Christ, the death of Christ, and the resurrection of Christ, well, then you're born again. I think it would depend on who you're talking about, but I like your point. Flexible free grace position is not lordship salvation. What it really is kind of an incomplete message. I kind of look at it this way and see what you think, Mike. let's say they're going over, like I have a friend, he goes over to Africa and Asia, other continents and other countries within those continents, and he will teach a group of pastors. And when he teaches the pastors, he will call them brothers in Christ, even though going in, he knows they don't believe in the security of the believer. And he will say something like, I would love for you to know for sure that you're secure in Christ, that by faith in Jesus, you're never going to perish. And at the end of, let's say, a week or 2 weeks of teaching them, some of them come around, and he won't say, I led these pastors to faith in Christ.
Right.
He'll say, I led them to have assurance.
Yeah, they view eternal security as a sanctification issue, not a salvation issue.
Right. When they're evangelizing, they might say, if you believe in Jesus, you have everlasting life that can never be lost. But what they're more likely to say is, if you believe that Jesus is God and he died and he rose again, he has saved you. He's your savior.
Yeah.
And if they believe that, then at some point they will do follow-up. And then they will talk with them and say, now, as you grow as a Christian, you need to understand that you're secure. And so they're going to bring this in,
yeah.
But they're not going to bring it in at the point of sharing their faith. I know you and I were in a church where a leader of the church said he never talked about everlasting life when he evangelizes because he finds it confuses people. But he would certainly bring it up after the people had sufficiently responded,
right?
Trusting Christ as the one who died and rose again and is God or something. So, Greg, I love your question, and we're not saying that this is a false gospel. We're not saying it's lordship salvation. What we're saying, it's incomplete because it leaves out believing in Jesus for everlasting life. It's believing in Jesus for something less than everlasting life.
Correct. Or believing something other than believing him for everlasting life.
They ultimately get there when they're giving the sanctification message.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, they don't always get an opportunity to do follow-up. And also, unfortunately, the people they then lead to believe in eternal security are going to evangelize, leaving that out, and only doing that in their sanctification message, too. So we wish the people in the Flexible Free Grace people well. We pray for them. But our hope is that they will come back and start proclaiming, yes, a person does need to believe in the promise that's irrevocable. And until they believe that, they're not born again.
You know, we get our assurance based on Jesus' promise and his word. And to look for assurance somewhere else, the solution is always the same. Point them to John 3:16.
Amen.
And remember,
well, keep grace
in focus.
Be our guest and subscribe to our 48-page magazine, 6 issues per year, also called Grace in Focus. It's free by emailing your name and snail mail address to GES@faithalone.org. That's faithalone.org. Maybe you've got a question or comment or feedback. If so, please send us a message. Here's our email address. It's radio@faithalone.org. That's radio@faithalone.org. And when you do, please make sure your question is as succinct and clear as possible. That would be a great big help. In the next episode, does free grace encourage or give license to sin? Come back and join us. Until then, let's keep grace in focus.
The preceding has been a listener-supported ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society.